God.
Ooh.
Hey, over there, ooh. You good?
Yes, but you look parched. Mm. Are you? Are you a little dry mouthed? Do you need something to drink? Mm. Oh, never mind. Yeah,
Yeah, I'm not parched.
Excuse me. I've got my drink right here. Do you see that?
Yeah, well, mine's downstairs on the kitchen counter, sweating all over it. So,
okay, you could run downstairs while Chicken Poodle Soup entertains us.
I could, but, you know, I got to get packed to go to Hatville. So, all right, let's...
that's right.
Yeah.
And you're fat.
Oh, that too. Yeah, you said run.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on? Oh, well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello.
Gosh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the
18th
of August, 2025, in the, do I look a little tan, year of Ms. Dolly Hortensia Lovatia Report, and I'm one of your moist hosts, Mr. Larry H. Bader, spelled.
Bader, V-E-D-E-R.
Ooh, and now, are you moist because you have the runs? Did I hear you say you had the runs downstairs?
Right. Well, that is part of what delayed us in recording. It's spelled V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Bader. And joining me today is the other damp one. It's Big Fatty.
Hi.
Y'all.
Not damp.
We're recording.
Well, but outside. Yeah. Outside. Very damp.
And you know whose fault it is. It's mine.
Well, I'm guessing it's your fault.
Yeah, y'all, I went to the car wash this morning. So, y'all, I went to the car wash and then I went and had my coffee. And y'all, I was sitting outside the coffee shop. Y'all, it was cool enough. And I was sitting outside enjoying my iced beverage. And all of a sudden...
Was that your colon?
I'm not going to turn it down because that's what it sounds like outside, basically.
Right.
Y'all, and I was like, all right, it's just a little storm. It'll pass. I'll finish my coffee. And then, y'all.
Kind of like gas.
Yep. I said, I've got a little shopping to do, and I will do that.
Sharding
and it'll
to
be,
do.
I'll have a little lunch. It'll be long gone. Y'all, that was 3 hours ago, and it is still. So finally, I just gave up, and the car was so clean, and it just drove it on home, and it is monsooning outside for at least another hour. And y'all, I'm going to Hatville because y'all, the hats, I'm not gonna play the music, but it's just the hat.
Speaking of the music
did you need to,
I received yeah, if you don't mind. No.
Oh.
Not that music.
Oh.
The other music.
The other music. Well,
yes.
I got to get.
I know you're not prepared.
I was not prepared.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I got a textimonium. No, I didn't. I got a message on the Blue Butterfly. From that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, who was at Amazonctual drinking establishment, and they were having that Krakatoa singing contest, and he sang. Guess what he sang? In honor of you.
How's your whole family?
How's your whole? And that may be Chris singing right there.
I think it is, actually. I think this is a new recording.
Family. How is your whole
family? How is your whole family?
How's your whole family?
Well, since this is playing, tell us about Hatville.
Y'all, the hats. Family. I mean, love them to death. But y'all, things are just falling apart up there. And so, y'all, first of all, they're repaving their road.
And your parents are repaving their road?
They are. They're doing it themselves. And y'all, you would think that this is, that they're out there with the jackhammer. The amount of updates I get about how terrible this is. Now, y'all, this road was almost undrivable. It had gotten so bad. To the point where I even reached out to their rep and I was like, this is unacceptable for a fairly major road. I was like, this is like, what in the world?
Oh, yeah, it's welcome to Hatville.
Yeah, and I was like, this is dangerous. And so, y'all, I got a notice back that was like, I don't know. That's not my district. And I replied back and I said, it absolutely is your district. And, you know, I copied everyone I could because I was like, you're going to be ignorant and complain about the DOT and your campaign slogan. This is your district. And it is a part of your district that is a good base. And so, y'all, finally, he came back. Y'all, I got a note back and said, you are correct. And so, y'all, I feel like I got that moving. But
it's kind of like fiber. You were the fiber in getting the road fixed.
But y'all, somehow the Hatterina's car is broken down. Now you'd think she didn't have four others she could drive. and so I gotta go and I gotta help. I gotta get it loaded up and get it to this repair shop. Y'all, it just keeps breaking down. And I was like, just sell it. I like my little car. Y'all, it is not little. It is a land yacht. It is enormous, and it is 20 years old.
Thought she got a new car.
She does, but she won't drive it. I don't want to put the miles on it. so. Anyway.
Very Hattie.
Correct. And so, y'all, I got to go help her deal with that. But then they're having some other issues at the house. So I got to deal with that. But anyway. So, yeah. So we're recording this early, but it works out because that way I won't have to rush home on Sunday.
Sunday.
Y'all, but don't worry, she's grilling the pork chops. And I said, I haven't even left yet. And she said, I know, but it might rain later. And I said, yeah, zero chance of rain up there. Well, I'm just in case. So, anyway.
Okay. Enjoy your cold pork chops.
Correct. Well, we'll just reheat them. That sounds lovely. But anyway, y'all, if you're out shopping, the Bath and Body Works has the hand soaps for $2.95.
$295? Is that because of the tariff?
Yeah, basically, you're not far off. Uh-huh. But y'all, they are all paraben and sulfate free now, so we do buy them again.
Oh, wow.
But y'all, I was looking for...
y'all, he's smelling his fingers.
I am, because y'all, I was in there, and I was like, I'm out of wax melts. They don't sell wax melts, but I was like, I've got their thing that you put the scented oil, plug-in thing. I was like, I've got one of those. I was like, they're not on sale, but y'all, they last me forever because it's on a smart outlet, so it only comes on when I'm at home and choose for it to be on. And so,
when you're gassy, which is when you're home.
When I'm home. So, y'all, I bought one and got home. And right before we recorded, I was in the kitchen trying to put it in there. Y'all, I did not have the adapter for it. I had the Yankee Candle Company one. So, but y'all, it got all over my hands when I was trying to open it because it opens backwards. So, I'm in there with a wrench trying to get it to the lid to come off. Y'all, I was turning it the wrong way because it opens backwards. Anyway.
So, in other words, it was righty loosey, lefty tighty.
Correct, which I did not expect. Either way, so I'll have to run back by there and get the little thing that you plug it into. But, because y'all, it smells good. It's leaves.
And you know what you're going to do? You're going to open it up again, and you'll end up knocking it over and you buy the distributor.
Right. It will go down between the oven and the counter, too. Mm-hmm. Like, don't forget that. That's where it will go. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You won't be able to clean it up.
Absolutely not. So, but y'all, thanks for your patience. Y'all, we did not have a little show last week.
Because, no, we did not. And I assume you've got a very good explanation for your absence.
Yeah. So, y'all, I first of all, I want to say that I'm not going to do my normal trip report, you know, that sort of thing.
Isn't that how your normal trip report starts out, is I'm not going to do my normal trip report, and then you do your normal trip report?
So, y'all, let me just give you a little, a brief
explanation. Vader's back, all right.
Y'all, I gotta tell ya, I am still not a Backstreet Boys fan, but that was a damn good show. y'all, the trip was pure chaos. I was supposed to go to Vegas on Saturday, come home on Wednesday. Y'all left.
Yes.
I left on Thursday.
Oh.
Y'all, a work thing came up, and I had to be in Atlanta Wednesday morning. And so hemmed and hawed about it. And so what I decided to do...
At the end of the trip.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And so what I decided to do was go a little bit early. But of course, y'all, I'd booked this using miles because I had a bunch. And since I'm not renewing my United Club membership, I didn't need them to pay for that. So, I should turn that down a little bit, probably.
Although, I have a feeling Mrs. La 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 Aaron is grooving.
Oh, as she should be. But y'all, something big doings was happening on... Well, I was booked with Miles, so I couldn't leave on Friday. There just weren't any seats that were available. So I had to leave on Thursday, which was no big deal. It meant changing a lot of hotel, motel, Holiday Inn reservations. And so...
Oh, you didn't stay at the Tuscany...
I did.
Inn and Suites?
I did. Y'all, I was going to stay, you know, with the complimentary stay, but I couldn't do it. So I stayed at the Tuscany. And y'all went... But I had to work on Thursday morning. There were big coal mine doings that started on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Big
and
doings.
So, y'all, I had to be there. And I didn't really have to be there. But, y'all, it just made them feel better that I was there. So, y'all, nothing went wrong. I didn't have anything to do. So I left the coal mine.
So you were sort of a wet nurse that day.
Correct.
Is that what
Correct.
You're saying? Okay.
Yep. So didn't leave the coal mine until noon. Ran home. Packed my underpants. Because I do wear underpants. And y'all, I made a tactical error.
Uh-oh.
I did, unfortunately, check a bag. Y'all, it turns out I did not need a check bag. Because it was 110 degrees in Las Vegas. But y'all, I'm going to tell you how the trip started. And that was, I ended up having to get, if you follow the travel news, y'all, United had a computer failure.
Yes.
That day.
Yes.
And so I was going to the airport and my Uber driver was like, Larry, I hope you're going to be okay. And I was like, I think you're probably going to be taking me back home, but we'll see what we can do. And so, y'all, I got there and went to the... This is one of the reasons I love United. And, y'all, I went to the Premier counter and I said, I'm not tagging my bag, which they do that for you if you're Premier, but I was like, unless we know that I'm going to get on this area plane, because, you know, like, it just...
You know, that's Mexican for
aeroplano. And they said, Mr. Vader, going to be honest with you, you ain't getting no lost wages this way. It's too risky. And, you know, like, I don't want you to get stuck in Denver. And I said, I mean, there are worse places to be stuck. But since, you know, she was like, look, but I can get you there. These flights are good if you don't mind flying through Newark. Now, to that I say... I do mind flying through Newark because it's the wrong direction.
Right.
And so I did it. So y'all, we get on the plane in Charleston. Y'all, I got upgraded to first class. Now,
look at you.
It had nothing to do with my status. Y'all, that gate agent or that ticketing agent, y'all, she was a saint. And so... that was lovely. Y'all got to Newark. Well, we got ready to leave, and it was... y'all, we've we've got a little low oil pressure in one of the engines, so we're going to have to get the oil change really quick. And yeah, I'm watching the minutes tick down.
So the Jiffy Lube.
So we had to run over to the Jiffy Lube over by the villa. And then then we get going, and y'all, we get to Newark. And of course, y'all, I landed at, I don't know that, truthfully, I should, but I don't. I landed in the bad United terminal, the old one, the beat up one, at the very end, and I had to go to the new terminal. The old one was, I think, one of Continental's things. But y'all, it involves a 1.5-mile bus ride. So y'all, I am just watching the minutes tick down, and y'all, it's a 5.5-hour flight, and fat people was gonna eat before that. So y'all, I ran and then, it like y'all. I got
does that mean that there was no meal?
Well, there was, but I wasn't sure that I would be in first class. Now, this is where it all, like, whatever. So, either way, y'all, we get the bus. Y'all, the bus has to stop at Terminal B. And I was like, but this isn't, you can't connect to a flight in B from A or C. Like, what the fuck? So, either way, we stop at B. No one gets on or off, of course. And so, we go to the other terminal. And, y'all, I said, toot toot, gotta go. And Miss Horty pushed her way off the bus. And it was good not having a rollerboard at this point. So, y'all, yes. I ran up into the club and shoved some food in the gullet.
Oh, now, would you like to tell us what you had?
Y'all, I don't remember. I was probably chicken and rice. Yeah, but got on the plane.
Well, Ariel Puertos are known for their chicken and rice.
Right. Y'all, got on the plane. I'm huffing and puffing a little bit. I did get upgraded, so I was pretty happy about that for a 5.5-hour flight. And y'all...
And they served a meal, let me guess. Oh, chicken and rice?
You got it. But y'all, the pilot comes on, and he was like, whew, and he was huffing and puffing. And he said,
Mr. Vernal, thank you for being on the flight today.
And he says, y'all, I apologize. If you haven't heard, we've had the incident. Y'all, we just flew in from Charleston, and we just walked onto the plane. Y'all, I had beat the pilot, had lunch, and gotten on the plane before him. He was the pilot that was on the plane from the Charlestons. And so he said, y'all, he said, it's going to be a while because, y'all, we got to do a little walk around. We got to check things out. So all that and was no rush. But y'all, what I was trying to get at was we landed finally at 10:39 p.m. in the evening in Las Vegas.
Well,
which is 1:39 a.m. in the morning on the
East Coast. That's perfect Fun Hog Ranch time.
So y'all, I was sitting in like 1C or whatever, got off the Aeroplano. Walked right to baggage claim. My bag was spinning around with the priority tag on it. Got in a taxi cab. Went to the motel. I had already checked in online, so just picked up my keys. Got to the room, and I was like, you know what? I think I should just go to bed. Y'all, I was in bed 52 minutes after deplaning.
And you know, fat people, sometimes it's a toss-up between Fun Hog and
a coma.
Fat Hog.
Yeah. And y'all... Woke up the next morning at 8 a.m., had a full 8 hours of sleep, and as much as it pains me to admit this, I was like, that's the way to do this, to avoid the jet lag, you know, like to avoid that exhaustion. So had a good trip. Y'all, I'm not going to tell the story because it's too unreal, but...
Oh, no, tell it.
Was sitting in the Pub 365 at Tuscany, which is there... they're not all casual, but it's like a bar, but they have like 60 beers on tap. Really good stuff. The bartender's from Memphis. He and I have chatted many times. He and I were talking, and they had the beer that I really like. It's a Fern. It's by Fern Brewing. It's an IPA.
Oh, well, yeah. And we serve that here at Fern Gully.
Yeah, I know. And he said, well, why are you here, Larry? What are you doing? And y'all had already been there for a few days. And I said, yeah, I'm here to see the Backstreet Boys tonight. All right.
And he went, all right.
He said, oh, my God, me and my girlfriend are going tonight, too. And I said, small world. And he said, what seat are you in? And I rattled it all. I said, I don't know, but it's section 3-something. And he said, oh, we're in 4-something. So they were way up at the top. And I said, oh, well, you know, maybe we'll see you there. Y'all, turns out Miss Kathy Griffin was there, though. And
But was she in section 3 or 4?
No, she was in section 2. She was in where you'll be sitting for the Wicked Witch. but she was in the good seats. We were off to the side. But y'all, this lady sitting.
Did you see where my seats were?
I didn't look that closely, but I have a good idea. And so, y'all, this little old lady was sitting to my right. And y'all, if she was 25, she was 75. and she said, Larry, did you say you're going to the Backstreet Boys tonight? And I said, I did. She's like, me too. And I said, oh, Miss Horty. And y'all, her name was not Miss June, but that's what I heard, and that's what I called her for the rest of the time, even though Calman said, no, her name, she said her name is Julia, and it's short for Juliana, and I said, well, it's Miss June. But anyway, y'all, turns out Miss June was sitting about 3 rows away from us in the same section. And so, y'all, we started talking.
And who is us?
My friend Calman. And so, y'all... we started talking, and y'all, she was a riot. And this is at 12:15. Y'all, she's sitting there drinking margaritas, spicy Durwood margaritas. And ooh. Y'all,
I wonder if her butthole was on fire, well, y'all, and distributing diarrhea like his was.
Well, I don't want to know about Miss June, but y'all, we were talking. She's from Chicago, so I did not ask her if she knew the Tom and the Terry, but I bet she did.
How about Big Ricky?
Oh, I'm sure they're roommates. And
oh yeah.
And y'all, or turns out,
I bet she knows Mrs. Lauren.
Y'all, turns out she travels a lot, and she usually comes out to Vegas for a month in January to see Styx. She's a Styx groupie, and y'all, with a straight face, I looked at her and said, "Those are words that I've never heard together in one sentence," and I caught myself, but y'all, I'd had 2 of those beers at that point. And y'all, she laughed it off, and y'all, we made friends, and then we went gambling. And she said, well, I came over here to gamble. And I said, well, I've got time to kill. And y'all, I'd had 2 of those IPAs and a salad. And so,
oh well,
so
you know, as one does.
So y'all, we sit down and we're laughing and we're joking, and I'm not, this has already gone on too long. But y'all, this happened. Y'all, Miss Horty turned.
Miss Horty or Miss June?
No, Miss Horty turned. I put a $100 bill in. Because the whole idea was I was going to break 100. This was my way to break the 100. Because all I had was hundreds in the wallet.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. All I have is hundreds. You sound like a pocketbook.
Right. And y'all, there was no photo with a big check, but there was a W-2G that had to be signed.
Ah!
And so that's how that started. And then, y'all, I was in a real good mood at that point. And I said, well, Miss June, I've got to run and change my pants to go to this show. But y'all, I was meeting my friend Larry at a bar prior to the show for a beverage and a snack, and then we were gonna Uber over from there. And y'all,
now was this person going to the show with you?
Yes, Calman. Okay, this is Calman. We were going to the show.
Well, and you just said I was meeting a friend.
Well, my friend,
you've already mentioned Calumet.
And
Camelot.
Camelot. And y'all, this is where I made probably the best decision I made of the weekend, and that was I said, Miss June, I don't know if this is really your sort of place, but do you want to go with me? And then you can have another margarita and maybe, you know, ride with us. We can split an Uber. And she said, so y'all, I loaded up Miss June and took her to the Badlands. And
now, which is a homosexual bar.
It is, in a very sketchy part of town. And y'all, Miss June walked in and she said, my people. And yeah, there were 5 people in the place.
I'm sure she knew all 5 of them.
And y'all, she ran the, she was on the stage, you know, and they loved her. And y'all, Calman looked at me.
Did she sing How's Your Hole?
Basically. And y'all, she looked at me and said, or Calman looked at me and said,
you mean Camelot?
Camelot looked at me, and I saw the words. He didn't say it, but he mouthed it, which was, what have you done? And I said, just go with it. Just go with it. But, y'all, we went to the show. It was an amazing show. The Spear, y'all, they really – can't say enough about this beer. But y'all, then said goodnight to Miss June after we had a little second dinner.
Oh, so you left her there after the show?
Well, we actually walked over to Ellis Island and had, we walked like a mile, and we had second dinner, and then said goodnight, and said goodnight to everyone. Y'all, on Monday, I went back to Pub 365. I decided it was probably my good luck charm. Mm-hmm. And they weren't open yet because I was so early.
Well, so much for good luck.
I sat down at the video poker machine and...
Ooh.
I'm going to let that play on out. So anyway, I've paid my car taxes because...
Was there another W-2G
that
needed to be filled out? Three, okay.
And when I tell you I've never won, I did win a lot of money 18 months ago probably. But since then, it's just been $50 here, $20 there, barely break even. So y'all, I'm going to have a complicated tax situation this year. But either way, it was an amazing day. Went back to Pub 365, had some snacks and some more of the good beer. And y'all, these guys, these straight men's were sitting next to me. And they were being... a little loud, and then they were
asking, and you said, "How's your hole?"
Right. Basically, okay, and y'all, they drug me into their conversation, and we're laughing and we're joking. And they said, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "I'm here to gamble." And Jason, the bartender, said, "We don't have any money left, ha ha ha." And I said, "What are y'all doing here?" And they're like, "Oh, we work for a show. We work for Lenny Kravitz. We're his lighting techs or his sound techs." And I was like, "Oh, well, that's really cool. I heard he was here at Park MGM this week, doing a show, like a little mini residency." And they said, "Yeah, do you want to go?" And I said, "I don't know. I have to fly home tomorrow." And they're like, "Look, if you want to go, here are our numbers. Just text us. We'll put you on the list." So, y'all, I texted Calman, Camelot, and I said, mm-hmm. "Hey, are you working tonight? Because if not, I've got free tickets to Lenny Kravitz." And he was like, "I'd like to see Lenny Kravitz." So, y'all... So much for going to bed early, because this happened. This happened.
He only played. Oh.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you, for someone that is nearing Big Fatty's age, that man is hot. Y'all, and we were sitting in row 4. He was out interacting with the crowd. It was a really good show. I kept saying, I got to leave soon. Y'all didn't. Stayed until the end. Now, we did. There were probably some more encores. I was like, I got to go. Because y'all, I had to get up at 4:45 a.m. in the morning.
Ooh!
Because I was on an 8 o'clock flight. And so, you don't want to chance that into lost wages.
Right.
And y'all, there was almost a calamity. I almost left all that cash money in the safe in the room.
Oh!
But either way, y'all flew to Atlanta, ended up getting in. I ended up switching flights because I realized I could leave at the same time and get in 2 hours earlier. And I'm going to tell you, flying United into Atlanta is a shit show. But did it. And y'all rented a car, picked up my coworker, Lorena, when she got in an hour and a half later. Drove up to Roswell, did the coal mine thing the next morning. Got back on a
plane. That's where the hats live.
I know. Y'all got back on a plane. we went to One Flew South while it's still open in the Atlanta airport. And y'all had a $200 lunch. But
oh, my Lord.
So good. So amazing. Y'all...
Well, compliments of the Tuscany suites.
Correct. And y'all, I was a little tipsy because we'd had a bottle of wine plus some bubbles. And y'all got on the area of Plano and passed the F out. Passed out. And I woke up when the plane was shaking a little bit, and I said, "Why are we turning that way? That's not how. Why are we turning left. And y'all realized that we were circling around the Charlestons. Y'all, and then the pilot came on and said...
Now, were you in first class at this point?
I was not. I was on Delta. And the pilot... And y'all, I thought Delta was nicer. It's not. But the pilot came on and said, folks, there's terrible weather in Charleston. Y'all, I pulled up the radar. Well, there was no... There was some rain, but, like, there's no bad weather. So we're going to circle, but we can only circle for about 20 minutes. That's all the fuel we have. And so y'all... Lorena texted me, because y'all, she was on the back row of the plane. I was on row 6. I don't know how that happened. Whoops. And so...
I think you do know how that happened.
And y'all, she's like, well, what are they going to do? And I said, they're going to send us to Savannah. And y'all, sure enough, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to divert to Savannah until the storm passes. Y'all, the storm had passed. There was no storm, but we went to Savannah, landed there, refueled, and then we took back off and got back. So y'all, we're supposed to land about 5:30. We landed about 8:00. But made good friends with the lady sitting next to me. Lives out on the Edisto Island.
Did she say, how's your hole?
Oh, yeah. We talked about everything because we sat there we boarded at 3:30. So we sat there from 4:00 to 8:00. So we got a solid 4 hours to chit-chat. But y'all, there was an angsty college student next to us. And she was like, I'm going to get off this plane in Savannah and drive home. And I'm like, all right, do you, boo. Like, go ahead.
Please
go.
Do.
Like, I don't think, if you think you're going to get home, rent a car and wait in line, ride the shuttle, and get home faster than the 15-minute flight, well, you're incorrect. And she was incorrect, it turned out. Because
did she get off?
She sure did. And y'all, that was at 7:10. And y'all, we touched down at 7:50. So I hope she enjoyed her rental car. And y'all, to be fair, in case they ended up doing something stupid, I already have my finger on the Avis book a car button, and that way, you know, Lorena and I could get home, because her eldest
yes.
was heading to his coal mine today, Saturday, so she really wanted to get home. But y'all, call Big Fatty, he was unavailable. He was with young Jonathan. And
yes.
Which was fine. Coal mine was paying for that Uber. And so, y'all, Miss Rhonda drove me home in her minivan. And
how is Miss Rhonda?
Y'all, she was a hoot and a half. And so I got home and, and was ready to go again. So,
All I can say about after all that is thank goodness you didn't do your normal travel
Right, because I skipped 3 days, 3.5 days of the trip.
Did you ever make it to the Fun Hog Ranch?
I went. Yes. Yeah, yes, for sure. I did not go Friday, which was a mistake. I went to Badlands Friday, but I wanted to see friends there who were there. So I went to Fun Hog Saturday and Monday.
When was the concert?
Sunday.
Oh, okay. Sunday.
So, went Saturday and then went for early happy hour on Monday before the concert. And they had dinner. So, had a little dinner at the Fun Hog.
Let me guess. Chicken and rice?
Roast beef and rice. And gravy and scalloped potatoes. Scallop potatoes.
Rice and gravy and scallop potatoes.
Yeah. Y'all, it was all from, and croissants. Y'all, it was all from Costco.
It like a brunch they were having?
It was like just a buffet. They were just, like, on Mondays, I think. Y'all, I'm going to tell you, Vegas, I've seen the news, too, about Vegas being just dead. And I kind of had a little trouble believing that, just from what I saw in April and late April, early May. But, y'all, we're in the Uber on Saturday night at 7:30 on our way to the Spear. we were going up Sahara, and we were going to cut over to Twain and go up Desert Inn up that way, right into the Uber drop off at the Spear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was not another car on the road.
Oh.
It was Vegas was dead.
Crickets. I mean,
it was crickets. So take that for what it's worth. But I loved it. I absolutely loved it because, y'all, Vegas had gotten real busy and real crazy. And there were food specials. Like when you went out to restaurants, all of a sudden there were like, oh, you get here after 8. The filet is only $9. Like all of a sudden there were specials.
Did anyone have the 99-cent shrimp cocktail?
No, but there was a shrimp cocktail special somewhere that I went. So, again, y'all, I haven't seen deals like that in forever. Actually, I don't think since 2023 when I was out there with the Glavitas. But speaking of the Glavitas.
Oh!
Y'all, the Glavitas. Y'all, he wanted to be like me. So he got a metallic blue tessellator this weekend. So he, y'all, he's driving around. Now his is the Model Y, the new Model Y, but y'all, he's driving around in the exact same. Y'all, I told him to drive it to Vegas next time, and then I'll just feel like I'm right at home. I'll just pop on in there.
Right.
So, y'all, he
get it washed and then it'll rain.
Right. So, speaking of.
Man,
y'all, he didn't see that pole in the parking lot.
He's had trouble with
those poles in the parking lots. They get him.
And wasn't there a concrete barrier also at one time?
Yes, there
in
was
in a parking lot.
Yes, there was. They sneak up on you. They do.
You know.
Y'all, everybody's just having the issues, the electrical vehicle issue. But either way, y'all, that was a very long story, which I purposely was trying to avoid. But
now, how long was the concert?
The Backstreet Boys?
No, the other concert. Oh no, you didn't have Lenny Kravitz. Okay,
Lenny Kravitz was long. The Backstreet Boys, y'all. It said the show started at 8, which I'd heard. They basically did. And y'all, there's no opening act or any of that foolishness. They came, the music kind of started, and they were out dancing by 8:12. Mm-hmm. And at 10:02, thank you and good night. So
okay,
it was about 2 hours. There were some costume changes and stuff, because that's kind of their thing. But yeah. It was well done, y'all. And I knew this from a couple of previous times.
Now, this was your first time at the Sphere, right?
It was my third time at the Sphere.
Oh, okay.
And I knew this from previous times. Y'all, the team that works at the Sphere, they are falling all over themselves with kindness and wanting to help you. Even, like, you go up to get a drink. Miss June had to get a drink. She needed one more. And, y'all, yes, it was a $40 drink with tip, but, like, she was like, I feel like I just paid for the most pleasant experience I've had in weeks. Like, it's just, the team there is so great. And the Sphere is really amazing. So, can't wait to go back and see the Wizard of Oz back over there. So,
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, very late, very long show. Y'all, it's the game where Big Fatty gives me the name of some folks born on this day, August 18th, and I have to guess if they're dead or alive, because I never know, because they're always ancient. And then I have to tell you who they are and why you might know them, because I bet you don't, unless you're Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee.
Yes, Shelley Winters.
Shelley Winters, dead as a doornail. Y'all, she was married to that Jonathan Winters, and she was an actress and comedian.
Shelley Winters is indeed dead as a doornail, was not married to Jonathan Winters, and she was in the Poseidon Adventure.
Woohoo! Yes. Yes, that was a good one.
Meriwether Lewis.
Ooh, y'all. He's dead.
That's Mr. Lewis.
Mr. Lewis. Yeah, Mary, my friend Meriwether, he's passed on. He's gone to glory, y'all. He was one half of that Lewis and Clark that was guided by the Sacagawea to explore the West.
Meriwether Lewis is indeed dead, and he was an American explorer, soldier, and public administrator who helped lead the Lewis and Clark expeditions. So how about that? Veda got it right on the nose that time.
Well, you're choosing people that are actually important to me.
Oh, I had no idea you and Meriwether were so close.
Absolutely.
Okay, Patrick Swayze.
Ooh, also dead. Y'all, he was.
You went to high school with Meriwether Lewis?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Right after. It was right before he left for Montana. Y'all, who'd you say? Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze, y'all. I've had the time of my dead. Y'all, and he was an actor. And y'all, everyone knows him from that Dirty Dancing. But you know that I loved him in the Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
Patrick Swayze, dead as a doornail. Actor and dancer from Dirty Dancing and Ghost.
Oh, yeah. And
so,
Roadhouse.
Anyway,
no, that was...
All kinds of things. Do we have time for one more?
Sure.
Okay. where is it? Hang on.
Okay, who?
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Ah, too soon.
Ooh.
Y'all, you knew him as Theo on The Cosby Show, and y'all, he just drowned it to death, which is why I do not get bodies of water.
Dead.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that about
and,
me. One of the many reasons.
No. I didn't know if you had water wings or whatever.
I do. Also, well, my maxi pad has wings. Yeah. All my always.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you always wait an hour after eating your chicken and rice.
It's true. Y'all. Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, y'all.
So, what you got going on this week?
Just boring shit at the coal mine for the next few weeks, y'all. This is busy coal mine season, so all I'll do is complain about that for the next. But yeah, y'all, I've got my fall hand soaps ready to go when September 1st.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you know, do you know anyone who might have a good chicken and rice recipe? I can't think of really anyone who's thinks of themselves as a good cook.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I mean, I think you
maybe
got...
skull-shaped meatloaf.
Well, yeah, rice? I mean, but you know, well, you could shape the chicken and rice as a heart,
well,
and then you could put some corn to give it.
And then some corn teeth, and then sing "How's Your Hole."
You know, I hear there's going to be a YouTube thing happening soon. That
it's already started.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
For a cruise line that doesn't exist anymore. Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Too soon.
Mm.